tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. The song's about me. I'm back. I'm back on the show this week, guys.
We're so glad to have you back, John. Yeah,
sorry I missed last week. I wasn't feeling well, so.
We missed you.
This is, thank you.
Although we did have a fabulous slumber party here with Rick Sheridan.
My feeling was good, so yeah, it worked out, you know. So this is Supernatural here on AfterBuzz TV, season 10, the mid-season finale tonight. Mm-hmm. The things we left behind. What did you guys think they left behind in this episode tonight? Anything?
Our hearts.
I mean, I liked the episode, but I was expecting more.
Yeah. I think we all were, right?
Season finale.
I really thoroughly enjoyed it, but I think it would have been a bit more action-packed. I thought going into it, it would have a lot more action, especially from the clip we saw last week. But overall, I think it was a really good episode, and yeah. I just don't want to wait a whole, like, month now to see what happens.
Mm. Yeah, I gotta wait a long time, January 20th, till we come back again. But, yeah. So let's get into this episode.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah.
He's gone for 1 week. He's already forgetting to talk about us.
I don't even know what goes on at this place anymore. I am Tom Connolly, sitting next to me.
Katie Campbell, hello.
Yes, sitting over there, across from us all in the side of the room.
Hey guys, I'm Lindsay Wagner.
And sitting next to her.
Hey, Michaela Phillips.
So, let's get into the episode, guys. So, before we get into Claire and Cass, let's talk about Rowena and Crowley. Because we saw only little bits and pieces of them, you know, throughout this episode. So let's talk about them first, just to kind of, you know, what did you guys think of Rowena tonight in this episode?
I think it was really good to have her in the mid-season finale, because we didn't see her last week. I don't think we did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. And I don't know, I was tossing up between seeing if her, what she was doing was genuine or not. So that's what I was taken away from her scenes tonight, to try and evaluate if everything, what she was doing with Crowley, was genuine. And then we did see her kind of fool the other prison mate. Is that what you would call her?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was very interesting. I was trying to evaluate that. I don't know what Lindsay, Katie, you guys think of her reactions. Or
I was definitely expecting some sort of twist with her and the prisoner as well. I knew there was going to be some way that they were going to use each other to either get information or get out and stuff. And I mean, we all have to figure that Rowena's going to come out on top. I certainly didn't think that we would be surprised with her actually leaving the cell. That surprised me, especially because I feel like the things that she's going to say to Crowley, she's going to say anything to get out. I don't know if she's being genuine or, but when, I mean, when she told him that she will always love him and kissed him on the forehead, I mean, that's endearing, but Crowley normally doesn't let that kind of stuff, like, happen. So the fact that he allowed it and then let her out?
Well, I think maybe he still has his guard up. But I'm loving her. I really love her. And I'm loving the whole, you know, she's has this agenda of her own, and she's deceiving to the prisoner and to Crowley. I love Crowley. I want to be his best friend. I've said it before. So I really like to see Rowena, and I want to see more of their interaction together and learn more about their history, as we did learn a little bit tonight. And when she did say that, Crowley said, "You left me when I was 8, and you said you'd be back." She said the same exact words to the prisoner, and I was like, "Oh, she's so
I'll be
good."
Back in the flash,
but she won't.
I like how they like correlated that for us to see exactly what she meant and what had happened. And definitely, I agree. Like both Crowley and Rowena have so many unresolved issues, especially with the story Crowley was telling us about his mom trying to trade him for, like, 3 pigs, and he's actually worth 5.
Good.
He was a good-looking kid. Is that what he said? He could juggle?
Yeah,
he could juggle. Is that what he said?
Yeah. And apparently he was conceived in a winter solstice orgy.
Yeah.
So,
and his name is Fergus.
Yes.
I was about to, yeah. Mm.
Exactly. But I think you know, you guys are saying, like, oh, Rowena was kind of playing Crowley. I think he's playing her. I think he's
That's
playing
an interesting
it
way
to get
look
what
at
he
it.
Wants. Because I think he
I
knows
so.
He knows how powerful she is.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he use that to whatever advantage he can to, I don't know, whatever he's trying to do. He doesn't have an agenda, really. Like, is he going after Dean, Sam and Dean?
I don't think he knows what's transpired yet in this episode or, like, what's happened.
He's always 10 steps ahead, and we've talked about this a lot. And I think that there are two people with unresolved issues, like you said, Michaela, and they also have their own thing going on, and they're not so quick to trust. So I agree with you that I think he still is keeping her just a little bit on the outside.
Mm-hmm. I think you know, Gerald is just a, you know, he's a lackey. He doesn't care about him. And the fact that Gerald wanted to kill her so bad, I think Crowley was like, I need her around. I can't have this guy always, maybe kill her behind my back. I can't trust him.
Yeah.
And I don't think he trusts her at all, but I think he killed him to make her think that he's trusting him.
Well, I mean, there was a part where Crowley and Gerald were speaking, and he was like, I killed my mom for this, burning him with the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And Crowley actually said, I'm keeping her alive for a reason. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to kill her for a reason. So I definitely agree he has an idea of what he's keeping her around for. And you're right, maybe we think she's outplaying him or outwitting him. Maybe it's actually the other way around.
Yeah. I mean, I just think they're both playing each other. And I think it'll come out
like
eventually.
Like mother, like son.
That's why I love her character. Because I really like him.
And it can be so diverse, her character, too. Like, we really don't know where her character can go from one episode to the other. Because she's a witch, she's the mother of the King of Hell, and now their interaction. So I think it leaves her character really wide open.
It's kind of a nice thing to see him with another strong female character. I think maybe this is why last year I was so stoked if Abaddon and him were going to be working together, because I just thought how powerful for them to be ruling together. So here we have another strong female character come in. It's his mother, which makes it just way more drama. But we were all excited to see him having right-hand man being Dean. So him ruling with somebody, if it's not going to be Dean, man, yeah, let's have it be Rowena.
But wouldn't she just want to rule hell herself? Be the queen of hell?
I don't think she's powerful enough.
I think she is. I mean, she's been around for what? Hundreds of years. And I thought something that she said that was interesting when, I guess, you know, he told her, or she said how he was going to die. And then she was like, how did you die? I thought that was an interesting question. Because I feel like she wanted to know, and she doesn't know why he died or how he died. So
yeah, and speaking of the die, if she was to say, like you guys are talking about, if she wants to be like the queen of hell, does one have to be dead to be like the king or reign hell? Because Crowley is, but is Rowena? Because like, even though a witch like lives so many years or like centuries or whatever, that doesn't mean that they're dead. They're alive. So would she have to die to...
I don't know. That's a good question. I would think she's kind of, I don't know. Yeah, she's just powerful.
Immortal?
She's a witch. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, probably kind of is too.
Immortal.
Immortal.
Oh, okay. I was like, hang on. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Cause I don't know what we don't know what the rule is to be able to rule hell.
I'd like to see just an episode of her. Like, I want to see a backstory of her.
I want to see little Fergus.
She's definitely on her own team, though. She left her 8-year-old son because she thought that people were coming after her. So she's on her own team, and I'm excited to see, and I want to learn more about their history, like Fergus.
It would be cool to see like a little flashback of
definitely
a tiny little young Crowley
crying as his mom leaves.
I think it would show a very different side of him.
Well, and did you say they burned down her house, or they were trying to burn down her house, or was that
they were
they
like
make that
after her? Yeah.
Okay.
I think she said hound down.
Oh yeah. Okay.
They were
okay
coming after her.
Yeah. Okay. But I figured they were coming to burn down her house, so
probably could be.
Yeah. When we see that flashback in a couple weeks, we'll find out.
Fingers crossed, we do.
Yeah. But so, do you think they could be a family again?
No.
They're both are two on their own team.
Yeah, and they're both very strong, domineering.
Yeah, they both have their own agendas, like Katie said. I think they're both manipulative of a situation and stuff. Like, she manipulated the prisoner to get out. She knows exactly what to say to Crowley, just like she, you know, said that, or he said the other day, mother would, when we first met her, did he say mom?
Yeah.
He said mother.
Or he said.
So, I mean, they're both, I think, going to play emotions against each other, which obviously does not work well. And
which obviously then whoever is the weaker or gives into the emotions will obviously lose.
The first scene when we see Rowena back in this episode, Gerald brings in the prisoner and she's saying, it's been weeks. When can I talk to my son? And then as soon as he closed the door, her face changed and she was like, you know, not crying emotional anymore. Mm-hmm. So we know that she, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see her playing Crowley and what he's going to do back.
Very manipulative.
Yes.
So let's move on now. Let's get to Claire, who was Jimmy Novak's daughter. I was trying to remember the episode when Cass told her, like, oh, I'm not your dad. And I was like, you know, we saw a little bit in flashbacks, but I couldn't remember what was going on in that episode so many years ago. But we did find out that Jimmy Novak is in heaven because, it's, you know, when Metatron killed Cass, he basically got destroyed. Was it Metatron?
Vessel was destroyed on a subatomic level.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said by an archangel, he told Claire.
Mm-hmm. So Jimmy's not coming back and Cass is just in his vessel for as much as he wants now because there's nobody to really take over it. I was surprised. I didn't realize that was going to be his daughter at all.
I did.
Did you guys?
No, I didn't until they said Claire Novak.
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
How did you know?
Just because, you know, when they say then and now, and they brought up the whole situation, I knew we were going to see more. We predicted it in the last couple weeks that, he's going to find, you know, something about his family. He's going to go digging into Jimmy Novak's life because he was feeling ever since Hannah. So when they talked about her in the then, I knew it was going to be her in the now.
Gotcha. Very, very insightful.
Yeah.
And then we find that Cass, she wanted him to basically sign her out of the group home that she was in. And, you know, the lady's like, what do you do for a job?
That was funny.
It was very weird of, I get it's a TV show, but this guy's been missing for how many years? And he just shows up to pick up his daughter. And the cops don't show up and say, hey, buddy, where have you been? You've been missing for, you know, five years. But I get what, you know.
That's true, yeah.
I thought it'd be more, there'd be more of, like, trying to get in trouble or, you know.
If he hadn't been missing, I wouldn't find it odd then. I'd be like, oh, you know, it happens all the time. Like, people go out of your life, come back into your life. And
yeah.
Well, I was also questioning, too, why they hadn't prepared answers for the questions that she was asking. She was saying, why? Why do you want to pick her up now? Or where have you been? And he had no answers. Like,
even
Claire told him, you know, this is what we're going to do. They need to talk about answers and what he's going
to
say when she asks these
just
inevitable
need a tie.
Questions.
Just the tie, that's it.
But Cass isn't going to lie.
Yeah, I think he would, though. I think he would.
I think he would to an extent, but, like, the answers we see him give are just totally Cass. You know, I'm saving humanity. Or, you know, like,
he fights certain deadly threats to humanity.
I mean, like, it's so honest. But it's still Cass being Cass, but he's trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then he knocks somebody out to break her out.
Yeah, I know.
There's I don't
we
know.
Put them to sleep.
But there's a lot of, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things he could have done to get her out of there than just, you know, even knock somebody out. He could have just, you know, popped into her room and said, hey, we're out of here. Let's go. And just, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that, though, with the lack of grace.
But he has a...
He
Isn't
has stolen grace, which is at full strength, but since it's not his own, he doesn't have full powers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That explains it then. Okay. But still, I don't know. I feel like he could have had another way of getting
out
of
there. Yeah,
I
agree. He should have had, like, some better answers. But at the same time, it, like, led us still where the story had to go. Yeah.
And there were some great moments, too, when she said, well, I have bed bugs. Can you give me some help on that? And he's like, sleep tight and don't
let them bite.
Yeah.
And then we get to Dean, who's laughing his butt off watching Three Stooges, eating a delicious-looking grilled cheese sandwich.
I want it. Mm-hmm. I was hungry throughout this whole episode, just watching the burger and the grilled cheese
French
and the fries.
Yeah.
Dean ate, too, outside of the little convenience store.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. He ate at the...
Munching away.
I think at the hot dog place that the guy worked at.
Yep.
Oh, Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin's. I think he was eating there too. But you could kind of see Sam was concerned. He felt like the Mark was feeding Dean, or maybe Dean was feeding the Mark with eating all this food. But I thought it was weird because it was the opposite before. When
he couldn't eat.
Yeah, when he became a demon, he didn't eat at all. Now he's eating basically anything he can get his hands on.
But he's been eating since the demon left.
Yeah.
So that was just the demon when he couldn't eat. With the Mark of Cain, he can eat, right?
Well, I thought it was very interesting, though, that this whole episode up until the very end, I mean, we saw that little flash in the beginning, but he was normal and kind of showing Sam that he was normal. He was eating, he was laughing at the Three Stooges, just enjoying being regular Dean, and then that twist at the end.
Yeah, but what was with the close-up when they were watching the Three Stooges, and they closed up on the Mark, and Sam looked at it?
Was it Sam's perspective of him looking at the Mark?
I thought it was like to show that like something had to do with it, like the eating or the watching it. I felt like it glowed, but it didn't.
I felt like they did kind of show it. I don't know, maybe it was just the angle they did, but I don't think it really did anything, but I think it was just to show that he still had it and that Sam was concerned. I think Sam thinks that what he's doing is feeding it the Mark. I don't think he's thinking it's, you know, Dean being himself as much,
I think feeding the Mark, though, would be more of killing, right?
Yes, I guess so. That doesn't make... But I just think that the way he's acting is just almost too normal, like you said, like, he's trying to show Sam that I'm good old Dean. I can eat burgers and, you know, have a good time. But
we're also seeing that feeding the Mark or, like, making it stronger is not necessarily... It's the killing, but it's also, like, when he gives in to temptation. Because, like, he's always constantly, like, dwelling with the thought of, like, to kill and, like, that type of war in himself. So I think when he gives in and he does, that's also what feeds it.
So do you think, like, him eating the... like? Him actually eating is still, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Of like, I know the killing is the feeding it, you know, but
I think anything that he gives into also might feed it as well as the killing. Maybe like, we know the killing is, but
maybe that's what they're trying to get across with the food and then showing the Mark every time he's eating and stuff. That it's he's giving into something, so it's technically feeding that instinct,
like that craving
or desire, craving. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he was like that before, though.
And he was. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, why would they keep showing the Mark when he's eating then? Like, it makes no sense then.
I honestly think when they showed the Mark, it was just Sam thinking, wow, you are acting normal, but how can you be because you still have that? And then they shot to the Mark.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense.
That makes sense, too.
There's a lot that was going on with that Mark. And then, you know, obviously, Claire, you know, leaves Cass, steals his wallet. So he calls in the boys to help him. They don't really want to help him at first. They just kind of be like, hey, she left you. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of being jerks about it.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. It was more Dean than Sam, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sam, too. They were like, you got, just let her go. What, have you met her once? But I thought that was kind
of
rude.
And so I thought it was insensitive of them, too, because, I mean, if it was a family member of theirs that kind of came back around, I feel like they'd be all for helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. It was a weird reaction for them. I just, you know. Oh, and then before we get, I like when Cass, you know, he's like, you know, I'm not on a righteous path anymore. I thought that was good, like, interesting of him to say. Like, he doesn't really know what he's doing now. He's kind of on Earth helping Sam and Dean, but, like, I feel like all of them, except for, you know, them getting the Mark off Dean, we don't really know what their purpose is for the rest of the season yet. You know, at the beginning it was, you know, get Dean human again. That happened really, you know, 2 episodes and he came back. So now it's like, what happens now besides getting the Mark for all the other characters, too?
I feel like not enough has developed in the story to get to the mid-season finale, which maybe is why all of us are kind of like, oh, we were waiting for more. But I feel like nothing's developed to that point yet.
I mean,
where it's really a cliffhanger.
Megatron's returning.
Yeah.
We
don't know when.
Next year.
Yeah, we don't know what episode.
That's true. So,
well, January 20th. And that's.
Wait, I didn't even think of this. Now that I'm looking back on it, when they showed him in the preview, he wasn't. I don't know where he was.
Yeah, he was just chained to a chair.
I don't think he was in heaven. I think he was in the bunker.
It looked like he was in the bunker.
The same chair. Yeah.
Okay. don't know. Sorry.
And that's next episode, which is January 20th.
Okay. Well, we hope it's the January 20th episode, not just the clip of the season.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, well, they said January 20th.
Yeah, that's when it returns, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's, like...
Yeah, in that episode.
I think...
I hope it is.
I think the next episode is when Charlie comes back. So I think I've read before that season 10, or episode 10 is when she comes back, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let's get back to this one. We can talk about that at the end. Yeah, so Claire is kind of hanging out with this Dustin and Randy guy that, you know, is kind of her family.
Mm.
And, you know, of course, they're like, oh, Salinger's coming to collect rent, I guess, or collect on his gambling debts. Yeah.
The shock loan.
Yeah. And so he just, you know, Randy doesn't have the money because I don't know what Randy does. He's definitely really creepy and weird.
I think they mentioned, like, he gambled it away.
I have no idea, though. Like, I was getting really nervous when he was sitting there trying to suggest what she needed to do. And I was like... where is this going?
Me too.
And then I'm almost glad that they said, well, you have to be under 18, because I was like, okay, that can't be some sort of, like, I mean, it's still bad to, like, rob a place using a gun, but, like, I understand why. It's because then they can't really, like, it's more of a juvenile offense versus being tried as an adult.
Well, I almost wrote it down, what I thought was going to happen, and what I thought was going to happen did happen at the end, when he was like, oh, you can just take the girl. I was like, I thought he was going to be like, you know, we could sell you
sex
out to this
traffic.
Guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and I was like, oh, I don't even want to go there.
Mm. That's what I thought was going to happen when they were suggesting her, you know, find another way to get the money. I was like,
he gambles on ponies, and then he asks them to basically steal for him, and that's how he makes the money to pay this guy back.
And we learned that this wasn't the first time he's, like, had a child do that. The Sharkley mentioned that he picks up girls.
Loan shark.
Oh, what did I say?
Shark loan. Oh. I mean, I would like to loan a
the
shark.
The shark loan. But yeah, they mentioned that he kind of does that. It's like his routine. So we got to know a little bit background story.
Yeah, and then we see, you know, she tries to rob the store. Cass stops her. Then I thought it was interesting when she, you know, she points the gun at, you know...
Sam and Dean.
Sam and Dean to... I mean, she could
I love that
him.
She called him Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I don't know where that...
Evie Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I don't know where that came
Miley
from.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's saying Randy is her family, and, you know, he's just not. He's, you know, a creepy
manipulating
dude.
Her.
I feel so bad for her, though, that she's in this situation, and she has so much teen angst, and everything is, you know, she's kind of had a hard life, but she's put herself in that situation, but it's sad... and Cass sees that it's sad. That's why he wants to help her, because he feels like he caused all of this. She told him that her mom ran off like a few months after he had taken over her dad, and she's gone to find herself, and she hasn't seen her mom since. And she really, truly looks at this guy, Randy, as her family.
As a father figure.
Yeah, but
he's just
not.
Taking advantage.
Yeah. Creepy Randy. And then we go back to, you know, she kind of just... she just leaves, right?
Claire.
Yeah. Like, we don't really see
her. After the gun.
Yeah,
well, that's what we're left to think for now.
Yeah. That was very weird, because then I was like, all right, is she just gone? Like, all right, we never going to see her again? But
well, we see her.
Well, yeah, later. Yeah. No, but when she left them, I was like, that's just weird that she just left, and they weren't like, we should probably go get her and, you know, help her, but I don't know. They do
have to rub some other convenience store.
Yeah. They didn't even watch and make sure she didn't go back into the store she was just in.
Well, I think that she just left this lasting impression because she basically said to Cass, like, he caused this problem. So he just didn't know what to do except let her walk away for now.
Yeah. So he needed a drink. Does Cass even drink?
Apparently now.
Yeah. His face was... he looked in pain when he did take that shot of whiskey.
And there was a really good story with, because they're talking about John Winchester not being, you know, not winning Dad of the Year award. And Dean told this trip about them going to New York. And he, you know, he got drunk, went to CBGB, and John came in and saved him. I thought it was a really interesting story to hear from Dean. And, you know, basically Cass being like, do you love your dad? Like, do you really care about him? And both of them being like, yeah, we did. We did love him. So I thought it was nice.
Well, and
it was a nice story. Yeah.
And I liked hearing Dean say that his dad was quoted saying, it's not my job for you guys to like me. It's my job to raise you right. Mm-hmm. And Dean goes, and he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he did. I think, I'm hoping that this brings back John Winchester for for something, another little backstory.
Mm. But it also, it was very contradictive to have Dean telling that story and then we go see him kill a little after, or slaughter, maybe is the better word.
Mm. yeah, so then we see, you know, we go to the house with Claire, Randy, and I've written down his name was Spalding, but I know it was
Salinger.
Salinger. I'm writing Spalding. I don't know why. And you know, obviously, Salinger wants Claire, and Randy says, "Well, you know, she's like my family, but you're gonna have to make me a really good deal on this."
Mm. He knew he was gonna say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Creepy Randy. I can't get over him.
Sell out.
You know, and then you know, obviously, the boys and Cass come in to save her, and. For some reason, they left Dean in the house. I thought that was very weird of Sam to just leave him there.
I mean, well, the first they went upstairs to go get her, and she, like, kicked the guy, like, literally, like, beat down the guy, and they were like, stop. Mm-hmm. So then when they were leaving, I knew they were all just trying to get out safe. I knew they were just trying to get her out of there safely. It was more of a concern because the guys were obviously going to be fine and able to protect themselves at the end of the day. And I think the reason it looks like he got stuck in there was because he thought the guys were going to come after him. And then sure enough, he gets hit over the head with that bottle and then flashes to all these moments as the Mark of Cain takes over, Demon Dean, everything.
Mm-hmm. I really like how they compared that too. Like, and they lined up
how it got, why he did it. Why he did, I mean.
But we don't even know who those other guys were from that flashback of him when he killed all those other guys. Which I thought, that was cool, you know, flashing back and forth. I just thought it was weird that they made it all the way to the car, and then Sam goes, oh, wait, Dean's not with us?
Yeah.
Well, he started to hear the screams of Dean killing these.
And when they left, Dean was like, he was like covering them, so to speak.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, you go, like, I got this.
Yeah. I like Dean's line where he's like, you don't want to do this, fellas. And they were just like, oh, no, we're going to, you know, kick your butt. And that did not happen.
They had no idea what they were in for.
Yeah. And, you know, Sam, well, they all come back in the house and Claire sees, I don't know why she should, why did Cass bring her back into the house?
That's what I thought too. I was like, what is she doing inside here looking at this mess?
Yeah. She's already been through enough, this girl. Poor, like, damn. And, you know, Sam's yelling at Dean, like, tell me you didn't have to do this. And Dean's just like, I didn't mean to do it. Like, not saying I didn't have to, but he's like, I didn't mean to do it. And, you know, Sam's like, tell me it was them or you. And Dean just, he can't even answer him. Because it's just like, I wanted to do this.
I thought it was interesting that he had that foreshadow. There was a foreshadowing. I mean, he had this whole dream of him.
Flashback right in the beginning.
In this scenario of killing all these people, holding the knife, blood on his face. And then that actual moment happened, not in the exact setting as it did in his dream, but, and not with the same people, but it happened.
So the question is, has that already happened or is that still coming up?
Has
Are we going to see him in the room with that same blood on his face, with the same scenario that
that happened?
Well, we don't know. He was. We
no, was
tell
that from
was
season a... 9 when he first got the mark?
No.
Are you talking about the flash between the scene and the other?
I don't think we've ever seen that before.
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, not the mark transfer. Him kneeling on the ground.
Yeah,
with
that
the
was
knife.
I'm sure. It's like I just watched this episode like a few nights ago. Because I thought like we would see a lot of the Mark of Cain tonight. There was a scene pretty similar, at least to it then, last season.
I don't know. You fans at home, if it happened, let us know.
Let
I don't remember.
Know.
I thought that was something that.
That's
that,
why
that
I
happened.
Thought they were comparing it and like using that contrasting footage back and front to show that's what he was when he first got it, and now look how he's restarted it.
Oh no! I thought it was something that either he did when he had the mark before, and that 6 months when Sam was trying to find him. I thought that's when that took place. But that was, I don't know then.
Right, because they showed his thoughts of him being a demon. That's happened. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's what we had seen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I could be very wrong, but
we also can't forget that Dean had a conversation with Cass where he said, if I go dark, kill me.
Take me out.
Before Sam can interfere or try
because
to stop
Sam's going
to
stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to kill me.
Yeah.
So what is Cass thinking now is the question.
That's why he walks out of the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does Cass kill him? Can he just kill him at being his, like, being an angel? Or is there a specific way you have to kill someone with a mark of Cain?
I don't think Cass is going to kill him right away. Mm-mm. Because I don't think what he saw... I mean, yes, it was bad what he did. At the same time, he was still protecting Claire. And so I think that's how Cass is going to kind of go beyond it and going, this justify. Was out of protection for my... Justify it. Yeah.
Mm, I don't think he was... Go ahead, you go first. And then I'll go.
I was just going to say that Cass, the words that you brought up that he mentioned to Claire about it not just being so... I think it's not black and white. And I think Cass has learned that from being a human last season, you know, not having his grace and everything he's been through and seen on Earth, that he's not going to think it's so black and white, and he's going to justify it in his own mind of, oh, he was protecting Claire. And, you know, technically he's not a demon, so he hasn't gone dark. He hasn't been a demon, so he's not going to kill him.
I don't know how he can kill him. I don't know if Cass is going to think it's he was, you know, protecting her, because, you know, he didn't have to do the way he killed them is worse than, you know, mm-hmm. if he just, you know, stabbed them and left them there.
It was overkill.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
It was, yeah. He went insane. I wrote on the board, Dean goes crazy.
That's what
he did. But I did want to reference that conversation that they had at the beginning, because, you know, Cass was trying to figure out what was wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can tell.
To what extent Dean's at.
Mm-hmm.
More, he has like a Deaner meter.
It's like, you're at semi-crazy today. Oh, you're funny, Dean, today. All right, good. We should make one of those.
Gosh, yeah, and we like pin it each week. Track Dean's progress.
Let's do that.
But, I mean, it was a crazy end to the episode. Makes me want to watch the next one, you know? I'm excited now.
Yeah, definitely. Just so many questions, so many predictions.
I feel like we've been waiting for this moment, though. I think that's why I wasn't so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've just been waiting for him to turn and just start killing people, and this mark to grow even stronger and become even a bigger problem than it is right now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's been better cliffhangers throughout the season than maybe this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like hearing Crowley say mom a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I mean, that's screamed. Like a big deal.
We all screamed.
Yeah. I think that could have been... If they would have put that at the end of this episode... I think I would have been more like, oh, crap, oh, my God, like, what, you know, than I was at the end. If they would have at least shown maybe one of Dean's eyes flash to black a little bit, then I would have been like, oh, crap, this is on. I want to see what happens. Like, I want him to be Demon Dean again.
Because
I thought that was the...
Point of this season.
Yeah, and plus it was... I mean, he was... The acting that he did being Demon Dean was awesome. So, not that he's bad at being
regular Dean,
but... it just brought out the best in him, I thought.
I feel so bad that he's so hard on himself about it. He wants somebody to take him out if he becomes a demon, because it's not his fault for the things that he was doing when he's a demon.
A demon or Mark of Cain?
Because
he said to Cass, take me out if I go dark side. That's not specifying.
Well, he said he was, you know, embarrassed for all the things he did when he was a demon.
Right, yeah.
And he would never want to go there again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to be that guy again.
Yeah,
right?
But I feel bad he's so hard on himself over it. I'm not hard on him over it.
He did a lot of bad stuff, so.
Well, I still...
But Dean's, like, a pretty, you know, he prides, like, he's the type of guy that, like, prides himself on being, like, brave and having integrity.
Yeah, like,
and
doing the right thing.
Yeah, when he can.
He's done a lot of the right thing, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want him to be too hard on himself, but I know that's who his character is, but...
I don't know, it's going to be crazy when he comes back, because... I mean, so then in the previews, we see Charlie, we see Metatron, we see that Dean's a maniac, and then it says, like, Metatron's like, oh, he's going nuclear. So, it seems like it's going to be pretty crazy when they come back. I hope it just, you know, hits the ground running and it's, like, full steam ahead to the end of the season. Just crazy things happening, you know, each week. Are you guys happy, like, Charlie's coming back?
I'm always excited to see Charlie. We haven't seen her since the Wizard of Oz episode, so...
She's off in the Land of Oz, last we know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see why she comes back.
Well, and didn't she say she likes seeing the side of Dean?
She said, this is the Dean Winchester I like. But that could also just be
a billion different things.
Yeah. And you look like she was definitely getting punched by somebody, and you couldn't tell if it was
Dean
or not.
There was like an action scene,
though. But it'll be, I mean, and like we said, I think Metatron was not in heaven, not in his cell.
Like he was in the bunker.
Yeah. So how does he get down? You know, does Cass just go take him? Then all the angels are going to be pissed at Cass again. You know, or does he just escape? But then they catch him again.
Well, maybe that's the deal they make. I think I said something like a while back, one of our predictions, that I kind of wanted that to happen. So maybe Cass goes to Metatron and they make a deal, and he's like, if you can help me with this, and then he'll restore the grace, because we know Cass's grace is still there. So maybe that's a little deal that I'll make.
Cass's grace.
Yes.
Do you want to read this from a fan?
Yes. We got an email from Denise Brennis, and she was talking to us a little bit about Cass being the critical to the storyline of the Mark, and in order for him to help remove it from Dean, his original grace would have to be restored, and he doesn't have that full power back like we were talking about previously in this show, that he has a stolen grace, but it's not full power. He can't teleport, do things like that. So maybe this is the reason that Metatron comes back, she thinks, for next episode. And she still says, she says she hasn't given up on Cole getting the Mark, and she thinks that Cain said at one point that God gave him the Mark. So she's thinking that either God or a serious angel will have to take it away. So she's thinking that Cass would have to have his old grace, or all, you know, all of it back in order to even save Dean. And she wanted to know our thoughts on that. And I completely agree. I think he would have to be restored fully if he was to take the Mark. What do you guys think?
Which brings us to what Michaela had said, that Cass makes a deal with Metatron to get his grace back in order to restore the Mark from Dean to somebody else, which brings back Cole, which is what I think
Cain.
Or Cain.
Who's coming back too.
Yeah, Cain's coming back too.
And she also mentioned that she thinks that Dean did not tell Cole the whole story about the dad's death, and she thinks that Cole will come back to get the full truth, and she's also hoping John Winchester will return, which I know we would like to see too, so.
So it was Denise, did you say?
Denise Brennis, yes.
Oh, Denise, thanks for writing in. And I agree, I definitely like what we just mentioned, that it would be maybe a Cass and Metatron deal in the making, perhaps. We'll see. I'd really like that, and it would restore his grace, it would solve that issue, and then Cass could, you know,
because that's
help
another
out Dean remove the Mark,
right? And that's another thing I've been wondering about too, how long is this grace gonna last in him? When is it gonna start falling
or fading?
So, I mean, I'm trying to think how long he had the other one. I mean, it was from last season he had it, right?
I thought it ended quicker.
Yeah.
Well, he was also healing a lot last season. How many times did he heal Sam or Dean? Or
that's what I was going to say. It depends on how he uses
or
it.
Other people, like, he was really using it a lot last season.
That's probably why we're not seeing him, like, you know, jump into, like, Claire's room and, like, do stuff like that. And he's doing it more like, I guess you could say, like, the human way. Yeah, that kind of thing. To kind of keep that, what he has left.
Yeah. But, I mean, it looks like it's going to be good when it comes back. Do we want to get to our predictions?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, me?
Sure.
I was waiting for one of you guys to jump in, but I was like, okay,
Michaela's
I'll do it.
Michaela's going first.
Okay. Do you think it's too early to have predictions about Cain?
No.
All right, let's go for it. Okay, so in the promo that we just saw for Jan 20th, or that coming up, not necessarily that episode, it said, where we saw Dean, it said, "Born Killer," the text read. And if you go back to season 9, when Dean first gets the Mark from Cain, Cain tells him that the Mark can only be transferred to someone who's worthy, and also someone who, like, kills, because Cain had such a background of killing when he was a demon, and after he killed Abel. So I think that Cain coming back into the series, episode 17, which I know it's a little bit away, it's like 7 episodes away. I think that's going to be him, because he said to Dean, "I'm going to call upon you, and when I do, I want you to kill me." So I think Cain is going to die, and
I hope not.
And or so yeah, I think that's going to happen, or that when he does come back into it, if he does die, Cain, well, yeah, he's gonna call on him. So I think Cain's gonna die, cause Dean's gonna, like, kill him. So maybe then, like, the curse of, like, the Mark of Cain dies with Cain, and that relieves it from Dean. And then, like, maybe that's the only way it can be removed.
Because if you kill the person that actually had the, the Mark,
cause he's he's the original person who held the Mark. And the Mark, or the blade, the first blade, only works with the Mark of Cain.
We still don't know where that blade is. So.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we think Crowley has it, right?
Crowley has it hidden somewhere.
He had it last.
I wonder when he's going to break that out. I went back and watched last season because I knew this week was going to be a lot. I thought it would be a lot more about the Mark of Cain than kind of what we saw. But he's, if you guys recall, Crowley kind of really pushed Dean into that situation and manipulated him into getting the Mark. So for him to have the blade, I'm kind of like, what would his use be for it to then bring it out? So I'm just kind of thinking now.
I think it's interesting that you said, too, that Cain told him the mark has to go to someone who's capable of being a killer. Mm-hmm. And I remember Dean saying to him he didn't really care about all the consequences. He just wanted to kill
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which still hasn't happened.
No, he killed Abaddon.
Yeah, he killed Abaddon.
Yeah, last season.
I'm thinking of Rowena.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, that hasn't happened. Wait, it has. Maybe. Oh, can the blade kill Rowena? Can it kill a witch?
I think that blade can kill anybody.
I think that,
I
think that blade.
That's why I think Crowley took it and was like, this guy.
There's too much power involved having that blade and the mark together.
Because, why would he take the blade when he wanted Dean to have the mark there?
No, because, Demon Dean with the blade is what he wanted because he could kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dean with the blade can kill Crowley. And that's a problem to Crowley, so. That's why I feel like he was like, I'm taking this blade and...
Yeah, he felt threatened.
Yeah, definitely. Way threatened. That's why he hasn't been around them, really, I think. I think he's avoiding them.
Well, then my early prediction then is Cain's probably going to die because he asked Dean that he'll call upon him when he needs to. And I think perhaps the Mark then will die with Cain.
Gotcha. Lindsay, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to seeing Crowley and Rowena at least for an episode ruling over hell together. I want to see that. I want to see how they work together. I want to see if they bicker like their son. But I think it's going to be really fun. I think we're going to get a ton of the Crowley quips and, you know, breaking the wall and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to see some sort of appearance of Demon Dean again, even if they didn't give it to us this episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's still coming back at some point that we're going to get that glimpse. I don't know when that flashback was. If that was last season, I can't remember. So I don't, like, that makes me, then I'm like, I can't even think about the fact that that's going to happen in the future and that we're going to see that. And we're actually, we were all saying how this killing that Dean just did at the end of this episode, we didn't even get to see any of it. All of a sudden it just happened.
True.
And
it was there. Show us the same.
So we didn't, a lot of the times, especially was it last episode, we got some graphic deaths and beheadings and stuff. So I was really like, you know, we kind of almost look forward to those just to see what they're doing. So we kind of missed all that with Dean this episode. So I feel like we're going to get Dean in a very, very hard state. And I can't wait to see what. Sorry.
I agree. We're going to see a lot of challenges.
Hard state.
Nothing.
Bad state. But I think it's going to be a lot of emotional turmoil for Sam and Dean then to work through together, and Sam really pulling back and not trusting Dean to come out with them and hunt and fight.
I agree. Okay, I think Dean is going to have a lot of anger from these killings, and the mark is just going to... It's being fed by the killings, and he's going to keep killing, and they're going to... Sam's going to try to stop him and figure out how, and it's just going to cause a problem with the brothers. I completely agree with that, and I think... I'm really excited to see Rowena and her, what she has under, you know, her sleeve, all the tricks that she has and what her real agenda is. And if people are still coming after her and chasing her, if they come try to find her, what she's going to do.
Yeah, because has she, like, we don't know if she's been hiding for years and now she's just, you know.
I think she's on the run, though. She was thrown out of the coven.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see that coven come back for her.
Yeah. And what will Crowley do then? Will he save her? I think he will.
I think he would, too. Mm.
I think he will, too.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. If they do that, that would be a really cool episode. Yeah, I mean, I think the divide is definitely growing deeper between Sam and Dean, especially after tonight. Because now Sam... I think he knows he can't trust him now. Like, I don't know how you could. You know, he left him alone for 2 minutes, and look what he did. Like, he...
I don't think it was that bad. I'm sorry. I don't think killing those three guys that were going to take this girl and do God knows what with her. And then they were coming after the guy like loan sharks. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows how many other people they've killed. Technically, it was for justice. So I really don't think it was that bad. I get it was a big deal, but
it
I'm sorry.
It was self-defense.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Tom and I are on the same page.
No, I agree.
The killings are bad. But it was the amount of waste he had to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like he slaughtered them. He didn't just, you know, pop a bullet in them.
I didn't see that happen.
I do think they deserved it, though. They deserved to die.
Yes.
Creepy Randy and Spalding. And
Spalding.
Oh, my gosh.
They all did deserve it. But, yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited for, you know, when we come back. So we will be back January 20th.
A month from now.
You what?
So sad.
I know. It's going to be a long time. I know. Tweet us, guys. Let us know. Let us know what you thought of this episode. Let us know what you think is going to happen,
yes,
too. Katie, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, and Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LindseyWegner. And my blog, lindseywegner.blogspot.com.
Hey guys, tweet me, Instagram me, love to hear your thoughts, and you can find me on Twitter at Mickey_Phillips, that's MIKI_Phillips, and on Instagram at Michaela Phillips. Have a happy holidays!
Awesome, and you guys can find me on Twitter at TomTheCom. Hopefully next year we'll be having some more guests in studio,
yes,
so we look forward to that. And yeah, happy holidays, and we'll see you guys in 2015.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.